Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin, Yud Ches and Aleph, actually. We're on the second line, but just we're going to talk a little bit first about the last brisa that we went through at the end of the shir yesterday. The question that we're discussing is Rav Ashi's question. Rav Ashi wonders, the case that we have been talking about, when a Nazir accepts to be a Nazir at a time period when he really can't fully be a Nazir. He's either Tamei or he's in the Beis HaKfaras. The question Rav Ashi asked was, we know a regular Nazir, that is Tahor, that becomes Tamei, has to shave his hair at the as part of the process of restarting his Nazirus. At the end of his days of Tumah, he has to get a haircut, and then he restarts, and then, as we know, as part of his Tara process, he also has to get a haircut. There's Teglachas Tumah and Teglachas Tara. Rav Ashi's question is, if a person who was never Tar, he was Tumah when he started his Nazirus, and then he goes out of the cemetery, and he becomes Tar, does he have to shave his head? Does he have a task to get, have to get what we would call a Teglachas Tumah or not? Because, after all, he doesn't have to bring the Karbanos, as we mentioned, of Tumah, because that's only Gzeiras HaKasav, only if he was Tar, and then he became Tameh. So what about the Teglachas? What about the haircuts? That's the question that we were just dealing with, which we have not answered yet. And we tried to bring a brisa relating to Tzara'as. To Saraz, that was the last brisa that we brought, and we tried to bring a raya, because the brisa uses the lashon of his hair being ra'ui litiglachas, and we wanted to say, oh, isn't that roi for tiglachas of Tumah? This is exactly Rav Ashi's question, and we ended up saying, no, that could be his roi for the eventual tiglachas tara, when he becomes tar, when he counts his regular nazirus, and at the end of that time, he could get a haircut. So the Gemara ended up saying that there is no raya from that brisa. Let's talk for a moment, though, about Saraz and its relation to this Gemara that we just read in terms of Naziris. Again, this will come up at length later on in the Masechta, but we know the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Tumas Saraz, that is right after in Sefer Tara, that is right after Parah Aduma. I think I mentioned this point before. Interesting, the Rambam in Sefer Tara starts off, he goes from the most serious, the most chamur, to the least chamur. So he starts off with Hilchos Tumas Meis, which is Avi Avos. Along with that, right afterwards, he has Hilchos Parah Aduma, which is the way you get out of Tumas Meis. Right after those first two, Tumas Meis and Parah Aduma, is Tumas Saras. Right away, before anything else. Because of the Chumrah of Saras, either Mitzorah Chashav Kameis, as we had in Masech HaZadarim, one of the four people, that are Chashav Kameis, but even, not just Hashkafically, Halachically, we know that a Mitzorah is one of the only, besides Tumas Meis, also is Metame Ba'ohel, right, which is something unusual that only applies to Meis and Mitzorah, so that also adds a Chumrah that connects it. The Rambam writes this in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Chumra Yisera, Yesh Bimitsora, Shehu Mitami Bibi Oso Labayas. Mitami Bibi Oso, Nichlas Labayas, Nitma Kolasher Babayas, Bein Adam Bein Kalim, Afal Pishalo Naga Bohen. Even though he didn't touch them. This doesn't happen to a piece of Nevela in a house. This doesn't happen to a Shichlas Zera, or even a Zava, right? One of the Mechusrei Kapara. The Rambam puts Hilchos Tumas Saras right after Tumas Meis and Parah Aduma. And then he goes into Metame Mishkav Umoshav, which are the next level of seriousness. We discussed this a couple of days ago. Those who are Metame, and even have the power to be Metame, and make something in Ava Tumah. Not just have the Tumah go down, but have it go across. That's the Metame Mishkav Umoshav. Zav Zav Yoladis Mitzorah. That's after that. And then Hilchos Sharav Osatumas. Then you have everything else listed in the first parak of Maseches Kalim. And after that, you have Tumas Ochlin, which is more less of an issue, and that's counted as a mitzvah. The Rambam says, Hilchos Tumas Ochlin is mitzvah achas, the din of Tumas Mashkinu Ochlin. As we said a couple of days ago, the Rambam counts Tumos, even though there's no obligation, there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah to get tar, the Rambam against the Ramban counts all of those, what was it, 13, 14 mitzvos, the Rambam counts as separate mitzvahs asay, and the Ramban knocks out all of them, because there is no mitzvahs asay involved. And then the last two, the Rambam talks about Hilchos Kalim and Hilchos Mikvos. That is the rounding out all of Sefer Tara. So Hilchos Tumas Saras has, the Rambam lists off at the beginning of the set, as he always does, the 8 mitzvos that relate to tzaras. We have the 10 mitzvos that relate to Naziris, 8 tzaras. That's 18, putting these two topics together, 18 of the mitzvos. And the Rambam goes through all the different details. Tzaras ha-beged, tzaras ha-bayis. But what's important for us is, the Rambam counts there, the tiglachas that the mitzvah does at the end of his tara process. End of his tara process. We know part, not only, a nazir has to shave his head, tiglachas tumma, and tiglachas tara, but a mitzvah also has a mitzvah to shave his hair. When does the nazir shave his hair? So there are two. There are two tiglachas of a mitzvah. On day 1 of his tara process, and on day 7 of his tara process. Both of those are obligations. What's fascinating is that the Rambam only counts one of them. The Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Aleph, Mitzvah 111, he counts the second haircut that a mitzvah must get. Shetziva ha-mitzvah le-galeach v'hi ha-tara ha-shnia lo. Kamoshes bar besof negayim, as the Mishnah is described. V'hu amro yisaleh v'haya bayam ha-shvi yigaleach. So the Rambam says, and this is known, this is an obvious point, most of tzaras is Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is almost all there. And then the Mishnah is in Negayim expand upon it. But he said, Uba Yom HaShvi, Yigal Chenu, V'kfar Kadam Lan, Utorach Lashonam, Shlosha Magalchid, V'teklach Van Mitzvah. The Medrash says, 3 people get a haircut and it's all a mitzvah, Nazir, Mitzora, and the Levium, as we describe in Sefer Bamidbar. And the Rambam says, the second Tiglachas, the one on day 7, is a mitzvah. And then the Rambam knows, your ears might be open, you might be wondering why I'm doing this. So the Rambam himself describes, Uvakana va'erlocha mahasiba, bimanosenu tiglachas mitzora mitzvah bifnei atzma, v'havaz karbanosa mitzvah bifnei atzma. Why am I counting the haircut of a mitzora separately from his karbanos, v'lo nasa kein benazir? And by a nazir, it's one mitzvah, tiglachas and karban. It's one. The Rambam doesn't deal with the problem that we just pointed out. That's the Achronim deal with. Why does he only count one of the haircuts and not the other haircut? But that will be answered along the way. The Rambam says, so why is it that I count tiglachas and karbanos by mitzora as two mitzvahs and by nazir as one? Vizeh. Ki an mitzora ein kesher litiglachto im havaz karbanosav. Because conceptually, says the Rambam, they're not connected by mitzora. V'atachlis hamaga'as mitiglachto zulas hatachlis hamaga'as v'havaras karbanosav. You're accomplishing two different things. When a mitzora gets his haircut on day 7, and when a mitzora brings his karbanos afterwards, that's accomplishing two different things. V'zeki hamitzora taharaso tuliya b'tiglachto. The haircut of a mitzora, that is part of his tahara. That's making him tahar. That's the language of the Gemara that we're going to have later on. Ma be nazir l'mitzora, ela shezeh taharaso tluya biyamav. That's a nazir. U'mitzora taharaso tluya b'tiglachto. The language of the Gemara. U'kishegilach ha-mitzora v'nishlama tiglachto ha-shniya tahar mi'latameh kisheretz. He's tahar. After he gets his haircut, it's finished. He's tahar. Kamoshes bar besof negoyim v'yishar mechusar kipurim achiyavi karbanosav kishar mechusar kipurim. He's mechusar kipurim. He still owes a karban, but he's fully finished. He's tahar. V'ayatachlis tiglachto shuhu tahar milatame kisharet hevi karbanosav alo hevi. Doesn't matter whether he brings the karbanos or not. That is the tiglachas of a mitzora. V'tachlis havas karbanosav tetishlam kaparaso kishar mechusar kapara klomar zav zav v'yoledes. He owes karbanos. Like a zava. What, after they can't ship it a kiyam? They're still tamei until they bring their karbanos? No, they're tor. They just owe karbanos. Same thing with the mitzora. His haircut is part of the tara. Once he gets the haircut, that's it. The Mishnah increases, that says the four mechusrei kapara, and nazir is not a mechusrei kapara. Nazir is not a mechusrei kapara. A mitzora is. Why? They both owe karbanos. No, but a mitzora is finished, and now he owes a karban. He is mechusar that kapara. The karban by a nazir plays a different role, and its connection to the tiglachas. Aval amaisa hu bichlalo klomer agiluach lavas karban yatirulo. But by a nazir, what's the halacha? The giluach and the havas karban together yatirulo shtias yayin. the karban and the haircut both together matter him to go back to what he was before. V'lo yasvik mehem ha'echad bilti ha'acher. Aval ha'giluach nikshar b'karban. The akarban nikshar b'giluach. It's unbelievably graphic Rambam here. They're each kosher to each other. Ubekibutzam yagia hatachlis ha'echad. And coming together, they reach the goal that they want. Vehu sheyutru lo hadvarim shayu asurim alav imein Israel. Together, they accomplish allowance of the earlier heterim, meaning removal of the isurim of a nazir that happens with the haircut and with the karban. And they do it together. Mamela, you're only going to count that as one mitzvah. You're not going to count it as two mitzvahs. By mitzorah, it's two purposes. The tiklachas is the gemar hatara, while the karban is a karban that they owe. Mashenkin by a nazir. The Rambam says they both accomplish to be matir the nazir and end his behavior. V'chulu, and he continues, let's skip a couple of lines. V'atatim sa'im, and then he adds, unbelievably. That's why throughout this mesechta, what do we call the nazir's bringing of karbanos? We call it his tiglachas. Isn't that interesting, said the Rambam? We call the karbanos the haircut. If somebody says, Harei alai l'galeach, as we learned in Mishnayos earlier, what does that mean? I hereby accept to bring karbanos of a nazir. What do you mean? He said, I'm going to get a haircut. The answer is because they have an affinity. They're connected in Lundus, says the Rambam. V'atatim se'im barova makomos yikaru havas ha-karbanos tiglachas. Hareini nazir v'alai l'galeach nazir. As we had earlier, dafir alef, dafir beis. Hine is bar lecha, sha'atiglachas no felas al avas ha-karbanos, v'hasiba bazeh heyotach chelek mehem, u'bekibutzam yistalek din ha-nazirus, v'yishta ha-nazir yayin. That's what he says. Again and again, he repeats this. Amnam tiglachas tuma, himidin ha-mitzvah. Fine, but then he adds one line at the end, where he alludes to the other problem, and that is fine. He explained the difference between nazir and mitzorah, which is our gemara. What about within mitzorah? He also gets a haircut on day one. That's not counted as a separate mitzvah. Only the tiglachas on day seven is counted. So what do you have to say? You have to say the day one, that's just part of the Torah process. You're not going to count like the tziparim as a separate part, and the haircut as a separate part, and the tefillah as a separate part. No, that's part of, there's one mitzvah of taras ha-mitzorah. Fine. And then there's a separate mitzvah of the karbanos and the haircut that's counted separately. And that is why the Rambam is mechalik between the two haircuts that a mitzvah gets. Again, so the Rambam counts in Hilchas Tumas Saraz, one mitzvah, two, Lahoros Mitzaraz Adam Kedina, to treat a mitzvah like he's supposed to be treated, and then you have a couple of Yisurim of cutting off Saraz spots, and then there's a separate mitzvah of Taharas Saraz, separate from Tiglachas Mitzvah, as called Saro, Kishe Yitar. Right? Taharas Saraz includes the Karbanos. But the giluach, the tiglachas of the mitzorah, is counted separately. And the karbanos are counted elsewhere in Mechusrei Kapara. Okay, a lot there, but we will continue.
Since the mitzorah is a second mitzvah, does that mean that it's ma'akev, the giluach is ma'akev?
So we'll have to talk about that. Is the tiglachas ma'akev? Right, you read this Rambam, it sounds like it would be more ma'akev. But by nazir, we'll see in today's daf that tiglachas, at least some parts of the tiglachas of a nazir is not ma'akev. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, we're on the top of the second line. Yudches Amin Aleph, Tashma. V'timir, again, we're still trying to understand the answer of Ravashi's Kasha. I mean, if a person accepted to be a Nazir when he was Tamei, or in a Beis HaKfaras, does he have to have a Tiklachas Tumah before he starts counting? Like a Nazir that was Tar, that became Tamei. We know he doesn't have to bring his Karbanos. What about the haircut? Tosfos already mentioned earlier, on the previous Amud, that they're Haba Hatalia. Matam Ka'amar. In that Tosfos, they're Haba Hatalia. But let's see if that holds up. L'maskana. Says the Gemara, Tashma, V'timei Rosh Nizro. And he makes Tamei, right, talking about the Tumas Mace by the Nazir, Rosh Nizro. What is that talking about? B'tahar shenitma ha-kazim edaber. That's talking about a Tahar Nazir that became Tamei. Ha-kazim edaber. Shu'ton havara seyar v'havara siparin. Right, a Nazir that was Tahar that became Tamei has to shave his head at Tiglachas Tuma, and Avasi Parin, and bring the birds. V'liftar es ha-nazir b'kever, says the Gemara, and this pasuk is also coming to exempt our case. It's Beferish in a Brisa. Exempt a Nazir, who became Tam, who accepted to be a Nazir when he was Bekever, when he was in a cemetery, or when he was Tamei, She'ain ton avasei avasiparin. He doesn't need it. It's Beferish. The answer of Ravashi's Kasha is a Brisa, that he does not need the haircut. Says the Gemara, because without this pasuk, I would have said a Kal v'chomer the other way. V'halo dvarim Kal v'chomer. Uma tahor shenitma ton havaser vavasiparin. If a nazir who is tahor, who became tameh, he requires this process of haircut and birds. Mishahaya tameh mitchila. If somebody is so tameh, he's not just become tahor and became tameh, but he's always been tameh. Eino dinchi ton havaser vavasiparin. You might have said Kal v'chomer. Kavachomer, he's even more Tamei, so he needs to do this for sure to get out of that state. Tamalomar v'timei rosh nizro. That's why we have our brisa b'misha yatar v'nitma kasam edaber. Only if he was tar and then became Tamei, she'eton ava asear v'ava asiparin v'lifter as another v'kever shma mina. So we have a brisa b'feirish. Answer of Ashi's kasha. But interestingly, there we have the Kavachomer. We have the Kal v'chomer to say that if somebody was tar and became tameh, surely if they've always been tameh, Tosfos in Dibur Maskil v'Halo Dvarim, Tosfos explains that Pirish ilo miate kra, if the pasuk wouldn't have excluded umatar shenit baton v'chulu, klomar shetumaso is kikto lakach kol shekein hecha denitva mitchilaso shetameh biyoser she is kikta tosu tumaso lakol. He's even more tameh, so it's even worse. So of course you need this process to start the Nazira's Bitahara. Kamash Balan, the Pasuk says we don't say that. So what's the Pasuk? Is the Pasuk telling me that you're right, the Kal v'chomer, the logic makes sense, but there's Xeris HaKasif to say otherwise? Or, and this is always the question whenever you have a limud, is the limud telling me that maybe our Svara was wrong? As we know, Kal v'chomer is pure logic. Right, I might be wrong. One of the three reasons, one of the four reasons that the Achronim give for Ein Onshin Min Hadin, that you're not allowed to give a punishment based on a Kal v'chomer, is that the logic might be wrong. Kal v'chomer is Adam Don Me'atzmo. So maybe there's a Pircha to the Kal v'chomer. So here, when we have a limud against the Kal v'chomer, we can ask, is it that we accept the logic but, or is that we reject the logic? So just as a mushel, not exactly, you don't know about what the Gemara is saying here, but we do find elsewhere the exact opposite logic. We do find that if somebody is in the parsha and then rejected, that's worse. That's worse than never being in, being tamei all the way. That's the sugya of dichui. The sugya of the two types of dichui that we have in the world. In Mesechta Sukkah and elsewhere, we have dichui meikara and we have nireh v'nidcheh. Dicha meikar means something that was never ra'ui to be used. So for example, the Gemara in Sukkah talks about, if you have a hadas that has too many berries on it, it has more berries than leaves, and if it has a berry on top, right, so too many berries. So too many berries is dichui. It's nidche, it's pushed aside, you can't use it for the mitzvah. What happens if it had a lot of leaves and then it grew berries? Meaning, when the time for the mitzvah happened, when Sukkah started, let's say, then it had more leaves. And then it grew more berries. Something like that. That's called nireh v'nidcheh. Or a carbon that was always pasul. Or a carbon that had a shas kosher. It was nireh v'nidcheh, and then it was pushed aside, and you can't use it anymore as a carbon for the mitzvah. So which is worse? Nireh v'nidcheh? If you would just pasul one of them, you would say nireh v'nidcheh? When would you say, the Gemara discusses, what if the soul disappears? It's nireh v'nidcheh, now it's nireh again. Or it was dichui meikaro, and now it's nireh. If you would reject one of them, which would you reject? So it seems like, from the various sources, that nireh v'nidcheh is worse. If it was already nireh for the mitzvah, and then rejected, that's worse, in a way, than nidcheh dichui meikaro. That's what the Gemara says. And if Yosef Engel, in the Lekach Tov, in Simen Vav, he has pages on this, but he quotes classic, so many unbelievable, fascinating sources related to this. Where do you see that if you're the worst that you are to start off with, doesn't always mean it's worse? Ukeshiyesh ala kodesh yoser, and then he talks about, he says, sometime where you're more in the parsha and you're higher up, let's say on the ladder, when you fall harder. You fall harder. He doesn't give the mashal. Let's say you have a small balloon and a big balloon. When you have a big balloon, it makes a louder noise when you pop it. And it's even, it goes into more pieces. because it was more delicate, it was more higher up on the ladder to start. Kashiish ala kodesh yoser chashibus umayla azay adaraba hariapisulu yoser hefechilo mi paas ma'alato the alkarchach adaraba the pisul is stronger. So one example, so he quotes the Gemara in Bechorah, Staf M. Zion, where you have a koheness that was nivala l'pasula. An Asha, a Bas Kohen, that was Nivala, or an Asha's Kohen, that was Nivala Lapasola, she becomes like a Zara. She becomes like a Zara, like a Yisraelis. Her child does not require Pidyon Aben, the Gemara says. Masha'enkein, a Levia, she Nivala Lapasola, that the child does not require Pidyon Aben. What do you mean, Nivala? Why doesn't her child require Pidyon Aben? Right? The Levia would still require, but the Kohenes' child wouldn't. What do you mean? The Kohenes is higher. So she surely shouldn't require Pidyon Aben. The answer is, the greater they are, the harder they fall, as we would say. A Kohenes, who is unbelievable, a highest level, so when they're Nivala L'Pasola, says the Gemara, says, they become like a Zara. Kohenes, Nivala Akum, Havalei Zara, V'chayiv B'na B'hei Sloim. V'yafilu K'tushas Leviya Pakamine. She doesn't even go down one level. She loses everything. V'yafagav de Leviya Eishas Kohen shenishbeis umifsala b'truma l'pakam ine kusha salini heislam akolzma akolzeh kohenes shenishbeis garatvei, and that's exactly what this point is. Says the Lekach Tov to kohenes the yesh baktusha yoser gedola alkarach adara bechilul haba mei avodas kochav mazalos pol baba yoser mafkia kusha lagamre. An example. He doesn't quote it, but the Meshechachma, they lived around the same time. The Meshechachma uses this exact Gemara to explain why Kedusha Rishona, Kitsha L'Shaita, Velo Kitsha L'Aselava, and Kedusha Shnia, Kitsha L'Shaita, Ve Kitsha L'Aselava. The Rambam has a very enigmatic statement in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, where he says the first settlement of Yehoshua was Kibush, it was conquering, and therefore it's undone when it's lost. Mashenkein Ezra, Kibush Shnia was Chazaka. So what does that mean? So all explain, you try to figure out why the second one is more serious in some way, and that's why it lasted. The Meshech Chachma turns everything on its head. In Parshas B'Shalach, he says, you know why the first one was lost? Because it was a higher one. Because it was with the Aron, and with Yeshua Ben Nun, and the Beis HaMikdash. He says, that one, unbelievable! But because it has a higher Kedusha, like, it was like the Kohenes. So once it was lost, the whole thing was lost. Mashenki in the second one, it wasn't so great. I mean, it was great, but it was on a much lower level, and that's why it lasted. That's why it lasted. And he quotes others. He quotes the Gemara in Pesachim. It's amazing how he takes Gemaras from Haggadah, Halacha, everything, and he puts it all, there's a common thread. He says, the Gemara says in Pesachim, somebody who was once learned and then went off the Derech is much more dangerous for the Jewish people than somebody who never knew anything in the first place. Why? He said this exact point. If they had a little bit, and then they lost it, that's much worse. That's much worse. Gedola sinna, shesonim ame ha'aretz, as tamei dechachamim, shana v'piresh, yoser mikulam. He says that's even worse. And finally he says, the Gemara in Ksubis, he says, Ashreichem Yisrael, Bizman sha'osim ritzono shamakom. When we do the ratzon of Hashem, there's nobody ain't kol umav yilashon yichol lishlot b'hem. Ubizman sha'ein osin, and we don't follow the word of Hashem, then there's nobody that's lower than us. As Rabbi Yosef Engel, it sounds like the title Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who said this, sounds like the title of Ashreichem Yisrael is going on both of the following statements. Ashreichem Yisrael, when you're doing great, when you're doing what Hashem wants, you're on top of the world, and when you're doing bad, you're the lowest level on the bottom of the world, trampled by everybody. What's the Ashreichem Yisrael in the second half of the statement? Why is it so Ashreichem that we're the lowest? So the answer is, the fact that we go to the lowest is a reflection that when we're doing it, we're the highest. Because the higher you are, the lower you get. So Ashreichem Yisrael, says Rav Yosef Engel, unbelievable, is going on both parts of the statement. Ba'onish kazeh l'shum umash ba'avra al-ratoni yisborach v'zeh ba'avor she'en maya la'atsuma kasher l'uba yisraelis v'yalkein gamkein ein hagira'on v'apchisus po'el bahem kolkach k'mo b'uba yisraelis v'yalkein shaper kamer ashreichem yisrael d'mashosim b'yad behemton k'she'en osin harizeh gamkein mora al ma'alasam ha'atsuma asher avura hef'apchisus ha'hefechis. The Chulu, and he continues, classic, again, there's 10 pages here, feel free, it's in Klal Vav, in Lekach Tov, but that's the opposite Svara of the Kal Vachomer in our Gemara. So maybe that's what the Pasuk's teaching me. You know, you can say the opposite. If you're a little bit in it, So maybe that's worse. And that's why a Nazir that was Tahar Shenitma, he requires this whole Avoda. Mashenkin, he was Tamei to start off with. Then he doesn't require the Karbanos, and we just had a Brisa that he also does not require the haircut. Okay. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Lahada Tana Rabbanan. Remember that phrase. That's what we said at the end of Nedarim. That there's no Tana Rabbanan in Nedarim. But there is a Man Tana Lahada Tana Rabbanan. Adach of Zayin in Nedarim. So, here it is in Nazir. Man Tana Lahada Tana Rabbanan. Ein Bein Tamei Shenazar. L'Nazir Tar Shenitma. The Brisa we had earlier. Now we want to find out, who is the author of that Brisa? Right? There is no difference between a Tamei that became a Nazir to a Nazir Tar that became Tamei. Ella Shetamei Shenazar. Shvi Shalom Olam and Aminyan. We said already that a Tamei could count his day 7 towards the next count because he has no Karbanis to bring, and therefore he's like a Tful Yom, and like Tosva said yesterday, Klisha Tumasa. The Nazir Tar Shenitma Ein Shvi Shalom Olam and Aminyan. And a Nazir Tar that became Tamei, it doesn't count because he has to bring his Karbanis the next day. So who is the author of that, Brisa? Amar Rav Chisda Rebbe he. It's Rebbe's opinion. We didn't have Rebbe yet. We're going to quote Rebbe soon. It's going to be Rebbe's opinion. To Amar Rebbe, because Rebbe says, Ein Naziris Tara Chala Ela Adshmini. Rebbe's the one. We're going to have, just to foreshadow, by the end of today's daf, Ezra Hashem, we're going to have 4 different opinions. When could a Nazir Tameh start recounting? How could you have 4 opinions? We'll see what the 4 opinions are. How could you restart counting? Rebbe says, day 8. Day 8. Day 7, he becomes Tahar. Day 8 is the day he has to bring his Karbanis. As we'll see, Rebbe's going to hold. Day 8 is when he could start. De'i Tamer of Yosef Rebbe Yehudahi. And therefore, it must be Rebbe's opinion who says this Brisa, that the Nazir who became Tamei could only start, cannot count his day 7. Because if you say, De'i Tamer of Yosef Rebbe Yehudahi, because if you say, like Rebbe Yosef Yehuda's opinion, who will have soon, Ha'ama Naziris Tatara Mishvi Yudachayla. He says you can start counting on day 7, even though you're Karbanos on the next day. So therefore, that can't be the author of this Brisa, because he says you would have been able to start counting again. My Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what is this? Machlokes Tanya, the following Brisa. V'kidus is Rosho Bayomahu. The Pasuk says, he shall sanctify his head on that day. Meaning, on the day that he finishes bringing his, he gets out of his state of Tumah, then he can restart counting his Naziris Tara. What does that mean? Which day? Bayomahu. B'yomavaz Karbonos of Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says it means day 8, on the day that he brings his Karbonos. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, B'yom Tiglachto. On the day of his haircut, meaning day 7. He gets his haircut on day 7, and his karbanos on day 8. And that's when, b'yom tiglachto, on the day of his haircut. Tosfos says, what does this mean, the day of his haircut? After he goes to the mikvah on day 7. Tosfos says, in Dibur Maschilu Mishkachas, Tosfos says, miyad kishehiza v'taval, chal alav ba'oso yom naziris tara. Right when he goes to the mikvah on day 7, that's when he can start counting. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis and Krisa says, no, only after his haircut. After, like the Gemara says, Biyom Tiklachto. Within the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam says, only after he gets his haircut. Which the Achronim wonder about. But the Rambam holds that the Tiklachas is not Ma'akev. We're going to have this later on. The Rambam says, Beferish, the Tiklachas of Naziris is not Ma'akev. Says the Chazonish, you know what you see from our Gemara? It must be that only the Tiglachas of Tahara is not Ma'akev. After a Nazir finishes his Nazirus, so that Tiglachas is not Ma'akev. But the Tiglachas of Tova must be Ma'akev. You see from this Gemara. Because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you can only start counting after the Yom Tiglachas. That means after he has the Tiglachas. Says the Chazonish, the Rambam must hold only the Tiglachas of Tahara is not Ma'akev. Tiglachas of Tova is Ma'akev. Number one. Number two, the other answer you might give is that this is within Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Who says the Rabbanan old like this? Maybe he old. The fact that he says, you know, you can count early. Maybe he's different. The third answer, which seems to be the Achronim say, is like, wait a minute, no. Even if you want to say it's not Ma'akev, and this might be the real sheet of the Rambam, even if you want to say it's not Ma'akev, if you want to start counting day 7, then it is Ma'akev. Usually, if you went to day 8, you can start counting day 8 even if you didn't get the haircut. The Rambam might hold it's not Ma'akev. Even the Tiglachas HaTumah might not be Ma'akev. But if you want to start counting today, day 7, you got to do something. You got to do something today. So even if the Rambam holds, it's usually not Ma'akev, to start counting, it might be Ma'akev. That's what some Achronim suggest. So that's 3 ideas, 3 points on this line. You have the Chazon Ish, you have the, maybe it's not only according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, or other Achronim that say, maybe even if it's not Ma'akiv, it's Ma'akiv to start counting from today. Either way, let's get back to the Gemara. So what did our Gemara say? The Brisa that we've quoted already earlier, it must be the Shita of Rebbe, and not Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, because the Brisa says you can start counting on day 7. So now the Gemara says, who's the author of the following Mishnah, which is also related to us? The Mishnah Maseches Krisus. The Hadith on the Mishnah says there, the Mishnah says there are 5 people that could do 5 things, but only bring 1 carbon. Nazir, and what are the examples? There are 5 people, that, again, that bring 1 carbon on Averos Harbe. One of the examples there is Nazir, Shenitma, Tumas Harbe, Eno Mevi El Carbon Echad. So the Mishnah says there is a case where a Nazir can become Tame 5 times, but only bring 1 carbon. Whose Shita is that? So here, you gotta have, it's gotta be somewhere in the middle. It's gotta be a Nazir. If a Nazir becomes Tameh, when he's already Tameh, that's not called Tumas Harbeh. So it's gotta be after he finishes his Nazirus, but it can't be so late that he'd already be Chayiv a new set of Karbanos. Like if a Nazir on day 10, he didn't bring his Karbanos yet, and becomes Tameh again, he has to bring a second set of Karbanos. That wouldn't be one set. So, what is the case that the Mishnah refers to where it's considered a new Tumas Harbe, but you only bring 1 set of Karbanos? So who is that? So the Gemara says, Mantana Amar Rav Chizr, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. That must be Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Da Amar Naziris Tara Mishvi Chayla. He's the one that says that you can start counting your new Naziris Tara on day 7. And therefore, what's the case? Umishkachas Lakigon Shenitva Bishmini. It's day 7. Right, day 7 of, I was Tameh, I was another Tameh, it's day 7. So today I can already start counting my Naziris of Tara. I don't bring my Karbanas until the next day. But I can already start counting my Naziris today. What if I became Tameh today? So that's considered a new Naziris, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Because you can already start counting the new one. But you're not in the new world of Karbanas yet. So that's why it's considered Tumas Harbeh, but only 1 Karban. Here we go. And then each time you keep going Tame on day 7 of your Tara process. Since you didn't get to the moment that you could bring your carbon yet, which is day 8, so you don't. There's no new set of carbonos. So the Naziris can start, but the carbonos aren't obligated yet. So this Mishnah is like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. De'i tema Rebbe, because if you want to say the Mishnah is like the Shita of Rebbe, that won't work. Why? Rebbe says you cannot start counting the new Naziris until day 8. If he keeps becoming Tamei on day 7, kulu tuma richtahi. It's all one long tuma. It's like a Nazir who is still Tamei. I'm not in my new state of Naziris yet. I'm still in my previous state. So if I become Tamei on day 7, so I'm still Tame. It's not a new Tuma. And if it was on day 8 over and over again, I have to bring a new set of Karbanos. You wouldn't have this middle case of the Mishnah that it's a new set of Tuma, but only 1 set of Karbanos. So what did we just say? Our Brisa is like the Shita of Rebbe. The Mishnah in Krisus is like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So now let's talk about what are the reasons for these Tanoim. Why does Rebbe say you can only start counting on day 8? Why does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda say you can start counting on day 7? And then, as I mentioned, we'll see that there are 2 other Shitas besides Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll get to. So my time at the Rebbe, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'chipra Olam Yashachata Al HaNefesh, the Pasuk says, he gets Kapara after being a Tameh, a Nazir Tameh, V'Hadar, and after that it says V'Kideh Shez Rosho. So what do you see? The Chiper is talking about the Karbanos, and after he brings his Karbanos, then the Kiddush is Rosha, then he can start his new Naziris. So you see, it has to be day 8, the day that he brings his Karbanos. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he would say back, no, Im Kain, Le Makra, the Kiddush is Rosha. Just say the Kiddush is Rosha, and then I would understand, like your Shita, bring your Karbanos, and then start again. Bayom Hahu Lamali, why do you have to have that extra 2 words? On that day, I know what day I'm talking about, the day that I bring the Karbanos. Why do I have to have that extra phrase? So imeno inyan lishmini, taneo inyan lishvi. If I don't need it for day 8, because I would know that without those 2 words, so taneo inyan lishvi. That's why Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda bumps it up a day. For Rabbi Nami Haksiv Ayomahu. So what about Rabbi? So why do we have to repeat that phrase? What does he do with that extra phrase? Amar lecha Rabbi, hahu lahach yudaasa. This is the chiddush of that phrase. Lo mar lecha, afal pishlo hevi karbanosav. Rebbe says you need day 8, but you didn't have to bring your karbanos yet. Even before you bring your new karbano, your karbanos for the previous for the naziris of tumah, you could already start counting. It's a din in the day. It's not a din in the karbanos. Fine. So now, before we get to the other opinions of the Tanaim, we discuss what we've just said. Rav Chisda. What did Rav Chisda say? The Brice is like Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry, the Brice is like Rabbi, and the Mishnah is like Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. So Rav Chisda. My duchkin ukmeh Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. Was Rav Chisda forced to be mukim, to establish the Mishnah like Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda? I have a way that it can even be like Rabbi. Well, how can it be like Rabbi? How can the Mishnah be like Rabbi? The Mishnah says that you have many tumas and one karban. But according to Rabbi Bimanasha, on day 7, it's still one naziris. On day 8, it's too late. So what's the case? Kigon denitma, and we shouldn't take out the next word of the chazia, denitma bilel shmini, verebihi. What if he became tamei the night between day 7 and day 8? Isn't that good enough to be considered a new nazir, so it's a new tuma, but you didn't get to the next morning, so you're not chayiv in the karbanas yet? And therefore, wouldn't Rebbe agree in that case? It's Tumas Harbe with only one set of karbanos? Says the Gemara. The fact that he didn't suggest that, you know what that tells us? Mi delo mukim la karebi. By the fact that he didn't suggest that, it must be that if it was that night, it would already be considered as if it was the next day. Lema kasavar, let's say this is the assumption, is that Rav Chisda holds, laila lav mechusar zmanu. It must be that if it was already day, night, the night of the 8th, Rav Chisda, within Shitas Rebbe holds, is as if it was day 8 already. And therefore, if he became Tamei on the night of the 8th, he'd be chayav a new set of karbanos. Laila, the fact, you can't, everybody agrees you can't do the avoda at night. But the question is, if it's the night before, is that a real conceptual problem? It's not the time for the karban yet? Or it is the time for the karban, you just technically can't bring it. Right, so that's Laila Mechusersman or La Mechusersman. So the fact that Rav Chisda didn't say this, it must be because he feels if it was at night, Rebbe would have said you would be chayav a new set of karbanos. And therefore Laila is not called Mechusersman, and which is a major sugya elsewhere. So shall we say that that's a correct diuk? So the Gemara says, Amar of Ada Bar Ava, no. Haba Hatalia. That's not true. No, don't say you'd be chayav a new karban. No, the other way would be true. It would still be considered tuma. E armit laila mechuser zman. The Gemara is about to explain why, in either case, Rebbe cannot be like our Mishnah, no matter what you would have said. E armit laila mechuser zman. If you say nighttime is mechuser zman, meaning it's not the time for the karbon yet. Eimas mechzi la karbon letzafra. When is the time for the karbon? Only in the morning. Naziris nami lo chayla atzafra. So then Naziris too. The new Naziris is only chal by the morning. And therefore, if you become Tamei now, it's just like if you become Tamei on Lel Ches, it's just like becoming Tamei on Yom Zion. And that's why it's one big Tumah. So that wouldn't fit into the Mishnah, which calls it Tumas Harbe. The Amrit Laila Eino Mechuser Zman. And if you say night is not Mechuser Zman, meaning it would already be time for the Karban, Naziris Tara Chayla Meurta. So the Naziris would also start then. And therefore, it wouldn't be called Tumas Harbe and one set of karbanos, you'd be chayav a new set of karbanos already. So miman of shach, you wouldn't be able to learn that Mishnah according to Rebbe. But don't have any diukim in terms of the mechuser zman, la mechuser zman, because either, whatever you hold, Rebbe would not fit into the Mishnah. This sugya, it relates to a topic that we have touched on many times, but I'm just going to add on one more thing that I don't think I've ever mentioned before. This is the sugya of, is it possible to have the object of a mitzvah have the status, its status of a chetzer shel mitzvah, even before the time that you're allowed to do the mitzvah. Right? So, for example, we just mentioned before, and there's a Rashi in Sukkah Lama Gimel that says this explicitly. When do the Dalan Minim get the status of Dalan Minim? Right? We mentioned before the Sugya of Dichui. So, when does it have to be Ra'ui by? So, Rashi says in Sukkah Lama Gimel it has to be Ra'ui by when Rosh Hashanah, when Sukkah starts, the night of Sukkah. Or, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, if you have a shofar of Avodah Zarah, when do you have to nullify it by? So the Shulchan Aruch says, it has to be nullified from Avodah Zarah from the night of Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah starts, ask all the Achronim, what do you mean? You can't blow shofar until the day of Rosh Hashanah. You can't shake a lulav until the day of Sukkot. So why does it have to be roy already when the Yontif starts? The answer is, because the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, the status might come even before the time for doing the mitzvah. That is an example. Where else do we have this? We have this in a fascinating way. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses that a baby Kohen on day three, a baby Kohen can be smeared with Truma oil, because he's not called an Arel yet on day three. He's not an Arel yet. What about, that's what the Gemara there discusses in, I think, Ayin Aleph or so, the beginning of Perek Ka'arel, this is discussed. The Bavli has a suffix about it on Ayin Aleph. Katan Arel talk Shmona, Ma'ol Asucho B'Shem Shel Truma. And it's an unanswered question. The Yerushalmi, in the Bavli's there, says it's Mutter. It's not called an Arel yet. But the Yerushalmi is not sure about Leil Ches, the night before his bris. Can you smear him with Shemen Shel Truma? Gorgeous question. What's that question about? He can't do the Mila until the day of day eight. But when does the status of Arel kick in? Maybe the status of Arel kicks in the night before, even though you can't do the mitzvah yet. Again, the status before you can even do the mitzvah. And that could also be a halachic idea behind the Vachnacht, right? Not just the Shmira Hashkafic Kabbalistic elements, but maybe there's a Shem Arel. So if he does a Shem Arel already, he needs Shmira. And that's why, again, there's a lot of other examples. Another example, just to quote one other, Rav Soloveitchik noted that there's a machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, by a triple machlokas. How many mitzvahs is Kriya Shema every day? How many mitzvahs? We say Kriya Shema twice a day. The Rambam counts one mitzvah. The Ramban jumps on him. Two mitzvahs, what are you talking about? Two mitzvahs. You say one of them, you can't do the morning one at night, the night one in the morning. Two mitzvahs. Or the Karban Tamid. How many mitzvahs of the Karban Tamid are there? How many mitzvahs are there? So is there, the Rambam says one, the Ramban says two. The Ramban's right. You can't do one mitzvah in the morning, there's only one mitzvah. So how can you say that it's counted as one big mitzvah? You can't do the night Kriya Shema when you wake up in the morning. So if Soloveitchik said, I'll give you a mashal. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that when Bnei Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be three mitzvahs for them to do. Bizmos HaMashiach. The three mitzvahs are wiping out appointing a king, wiping out a Amalek, and building the Beis HaMikdash. Right, three mitzvahs when they come in. Ezra of Salvation, what do you mean three mitzvahs? The Gemara says it has to be done in that order. So when we go into Eretz Yisrael, it should be, we have one mitzvah to do. The mitzvah of appointing a king. After we do that, then we'll have a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. After we do that, then we'll have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean? Shlosha mitzvahs nistavu b'kisas and la'aretz. It's not true yet. The answer is conceptually, all three mitzvahs start right away. The conceptual existence of the mitzvahs. You're right, we cannot implement them except in order. But conceptually, they all exist right away. So it's the same thing with Kriya Shema. Every day, there's one mitzvah of Kriya Shema that has two performances. But every halachic day, they both exist. The Karban Tamid, they both exist. Again, it's a similar discussion. You also have it by the Ketores, also Machlokas. I've got one of them is not the Ketores or by the Kohen Gadol, which he gives half his carbon in the morning, half in the Chavite Kohen Gadol. By one of them, I forgot which one, the Ramban agrees that it is one mitzvah. I have to check which one. Okay, in any case, but this is related to that. Just one other one, the Truma Tzadeshin discusses in Yonah Diyoma. It's an unbelievable shita, which is a collector's item shita, as we like to say. The Truma Tzadeshin discusses that the night of Rosh Hashanah in Yonah Diyoma, you say Zichron Trua in Shmona Esrei. You don't say Yom Truah, even if it's a weekday, because you can't blow shofar at night. You say Zichron Truah. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Truma Tzadeshin and says, what are you talking about? Not true. You say Yom Truah. Sheyesh Lomar, he quotes this in Tavkof Pei Beis, Yesh Lomar beKiddush ubeTfilas Arvis Zichron Truah, afilu kishachal yos bechol, mishum delaila lavs man truahi. Says the Beis Yosef, Avala olam non lanu gukain, vatam mishum delo domi l'shabes, dehocha hu yoma zman truahu b'machar. What's the lundus? Beautiful. No, the idea of shofar is ready at 90, even before you can blow shofar. The Truma Tzadeshin says, no, you go by when the mitzvah is done. And therefore, you say zichron shua at night and yom shua by day. Unbelievable chiddush. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Gufa. Tosfos and the Rosh point out, this gufa is unusual. Because gufa throughout Shas always means, I'm quoting something that I mentioned earlier, Derech Agav, and now I'm going to analyze it a little deeper. We did not quote what we're about to quote beforehand. So Tosfos says, the Rosh says, Lishna de Nazir Mishuna. Right? This is one of those unusual Lashonos of Nadarim and Nazir. That this is not a common gufa. Tosfos in Dibur Maskel is Svarim. That's a Shas Tosfos. Because that's what he explains, what gufa always does. Is from the Garsiba gufa. Nitra b'shvi, velo garsinan. And Tosfos says, don't be gorisit. To be kula shas, lo garsina gufa, elok shasas, maybe meimra obraisa tchila, umaisi osa agav grara, us chose every omer gufa lafarisha meimra or abraisa. Aval abraisa lo hevi ashas klalel, but this one didn't. Right, it was just the Gemara quoted in Derech Agav. The Rush says you can't be gorisit. It's just lishnut denazim mishuna. You don't have to change the girsa for that. Weiter, says the Gemara, whether we have it or not, Nitma Bishvi, V'chazav Nitma Bishvi, as we said before, if he came Tamei on day seven, Eino Mevi, so we have a Brisa now, we gotta figure out who this Shita is. Eino Mevi Ala Karban Echad, you only bring one Karban, become Tamei on day seven. Nitma Bishmini, V'chazav Nitma Bishmini, maybe Karban Al Kol Echad V'Echad. Then you have to bring a Karban, it's a new set of Nazirus, Maska Lumona Miyad. And you can start counting Miyad. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. We're going to go with our Girsa of the Gemara, which has Rebbe Eliezer. Wait a minute. Remember Rebbe Eliezer? We had in our Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer says that you only have Karbanos of Naziris when you had 2 days and then ruined them. If you only had 1 day and then you became Tamei, you don't go through the process. That was Rebbe Eliezer Shita. So what's going on here? So Tosfos says, it must be when he says here, Maskulamona Miyad, it must be from day 7. Because he says, the Brisa here says, if you came Tamei on day 8, you bring Karbanos of Naziris. Day 8, it must be Rebbe Eliezer holds that you can start counting from day 7. Because you need 2 days, according to Rebbe Eliezer, to be able to restart the Naziris. The Gra says, I have a better answer, a better pshat. Instead of changing the Gemara, which says Yom Shmini, and you're telling me it really means Yom Shvi, the Gra says, take out the word Eliezer. Take out the word Eliezer. It's Rebbe, it's not Eliezer Shita. Okay. Either way, it's one of the opinions. V'chachamim omrim, no. Karban echad ala kol ashiyavi chataso. Ooh, a shita that we haven't had yet. The chachamim say, no, even the morning of day 8, if you became Tamei, you do not bring a new set of karbanos until after you brought your karban chatos. Hevi chataso v'nitma. Once you bring your karban chatos and you became Tamei, hevi chataso v'nitma, and it happens again a week later, maybe karban al kol echad ve'echad. So the chachamim in this brisa say, when can you start counting your naziris of tara? Only after you bring your karban chatos. Hevi chataso v'lo hevi ashamo. Mona. But even if you didn't bring your karban asham, which you have to bring after a naziris became Tamei, that's not ma'akev. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko Omer, Kishem Shachataso Ikavto, Kain Ashamo Ma'akvo. Just like the Chatas is Ma'akev, so too the Asham is Ma'akev. So, take a step back for a minute. We now have four opinions. If a Nazir becomes Tameh, when could he then, after he goes through the process of Tahara, when could he start again counting his Naziris of Tahara? Four opinions. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, already on day 7. The Rabbanon earlier said, Rebbe said earlier, the morning of day 8. A third opinion here says, only after you bring your carbon chatas on day 8. A fourth opinion says, only after you bring your carbon asham on day 8. Four different opinions, when you start counting, and the nafgamina is, if you became tummy at that moment, when do you bring a new set of carbonos. Let's start a little bit now, some of the explanation of all of these opinions. Bishlama l'Rebbe Eliezer. Fine, according to Rebbe Eliezer, I understand. Amar Kra, v'kidat, why does it go by day 8? Amar Kra, v'kidat says Rosh Hashanah. Who? Avavish l'Evi Karbanosa. This is also the sheet of Rebbe we had earlier. But it's also the first opinion in this Brisa. It says, Vayoma, who on that day, doesn't say even without Karbanos, even the morning of. V'rabbanon hahu avavishlo hevi ashamo, and the Rabbanon say, you know what you'll learn from Bayomahu? Not that the morning mamish, but it knocks off one karban. It knocks off the asham. Knocks off the asham, but you need the chatas. Ela Rabbi Yishmael hahu lamali, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, it says you need the asham also. So what does he use Bayomahu for? Amar lacha hahu avavishlo hevi olaso. A Nazir Tamei has to bring 3 karbanas. So he used it to knock off the third one. You have to bring your chatas, you have to bring your asham. Even if you didn't bring your ola, you can already start counting. V'rabbanan ola lo ba'imiyuta. And the Rabbanan say, no, an ola. You don't have to exclude an ola. Of course you don't have to bring your karban ola. Why? Doron ba'almahu. An ola is a doron, an ola is a present. Interesting. What does the first opinion hold, though? We know in Shas, the Gemara in Zvachim Dav Zayin says, Ola is categorized as a doron, a present. A chatas has some type of obligation. An asham has some type of obligation. An Ola is a doron. Even though Ola has some kapara elements to it. It's b'chaper on labanita glaseis, and on pita glaseis, the Gemara says elsewhere. It's a huge topic, and we'll talk about it beginning of next year, by the Shem, a little bit. the concept of a carbon ola. But what's the machlokas here? One, the evidence is that one tana requires a pasuk to exclude ola. You don't have to bring your ola, meaning I would have thought that even your ola is ma'akev. And the other Bidi said, no, ola is a daron, ola is a present, of course you don't need a pasuk. Ask Tosfos, on the bottom Tosfos, how would you answer that taina? Ola is a daron, ola is a present. So why would you have said otherwise? Why do you need a pasuk? Bottom Tosfos, Yom Tov, my time at Rabbi Shmuel, Shaper Karmelei Rabbanan, Rabbanan have a good taina. The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, Mishum dechatas v'ola ksivi b'chad kra, v'hadar ksiv v'chipar alav v'kiddush rosho. The ola is written with chatas, and then it says you'll get a kapara. So that's why I would have thought that ola is also ma'akev. What is Tosfos saying? Is Tosfos saying, oh, there's a kasav because the pasuk wrote it that way? Or maybe it's something more, that an ola has some kapara elements. Yes, it's basically called a doron, but it has some kapara elements. And the machlokas tanoim here is, do those kapara elements have any teeth? Do you need a pasuk to exclude? Maybe the ola of Nazir is different than other olos, right? Maybe a plain olas nedava is different than other olos. Again, this is something that we'll have to talk about, Beit Hashem, at the beginning of the next year. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is tonight, and we will continue.